You know, there's nothing hotter right now, I think, than women's basketball. It's just amazing. I mean, obviously, you probably saw the ratings, and the women's finals outdrew the men's finals. And to be associated with that is really something. Well, there is a West Coast well-known wine family that has associated. La Crema is going to become the official wine of the Women's National Basketball Association. That's all part of a company you know well, Kendall Jackson, you know, Jackson Family Wines. And it is a family. Christopher Jackson is the co-proprietor of Jackson Family Wines and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me on, Dave.
Well, you guys must have been doing high fives when the women's basketball ratings came in and the whole world was turning. You've got a real close association with the WNBA.
We do. La Crema is the official wine partner of the WNBA. And I think it's only a matter of time. I mean, women's sports, I know they just signed a $900 million deal with ESPN for broadcasting rights. They've been growing by double digits, and there are some absolutely phenomenal women who are incredible athletes and incredible personalities to watch compete at the highest level. So for us, it was a tremendous opportunity. And frankly, David, we're a little surprised that we got it.
Well, I would be, whoever the marketing genius is behind that, I hope it's you, but they need to be congratulated. But you guys have associated with sports also. You have a deal with the NBA, right, and the U.S. Basketball Association?
We do. So Kendall Jackson, which was our first brand that my father founded back in 1982, is the first official wine partner of the National Basketball Association. And then La Crema is the official wine partner of the WNBA. And we have an opportunity to be the official wine partner of Team USA Basketball, which is such an incredible opportunity. I love watching the Olympics, and to be affiliated with our effort with the new Dream Team is beyond exciting for us.
But that's really an interesting way to market, too, because, I mean, one thing, it probably brings your demographics down a little bit and gets you into a lower age group, because young people are not wine drinkers. Old people like me, we drink wine like crazy. But young people, it seems like we're all after spritzers or, you know, whatever the next hot vodka is.
Yeah, I think the wine industry has always had a conversation at best and a problem at worst at appealing to younger consumers. That is not an issue that basketball has in this country. And when you think about the WNBA and the NBA, you're talking about things which are deeply Americana. And I love the fact that the superstars in both leagues are wine people. And so for us, this is a natural extension of that culture, and we think it's going to make us more relevant with younger customers.
Yeah. That's a fascinating business you're in. And in fact, I would have guessed, I mean, honestly, I thought I'd seen Kendall Jackson around for decades and decades and decades. I didn't realize it was only been around since 1982. But the penetration is just remarkable. I mean, you must have thousands of outlets.
We are well distributed. We are a very high-quality operation. For us, it's been a competitive thing trying to maintain the number one spot in American Chardonnay, which is the number one variety in this country for Kendall Jackson. And so I don't think we would have been able to do that for 28 years and counting now without the quality principles that allow us to deliver a superior product.
Yeah, and you've been, I mean, so you, in essence, you grew up in this business, so you know it as a business, but it must be a wild business. I mean, you guys, every time I look around, you guys are facing, you know, fires out there or crop failures or droughts. I mean, you're dealing with a commodity, right?
You know, it's all about the future. I mean, when you think about the wine industry, if you make a decision to plant an acre of vineyard, you're getting into full production probably 5 years into that vineyard's life, qualitative production over 10. And then you're putting the wine in the bottle. And so we always have been comfortable with a certain amount of volatility. That's the nature of working with Mother Nature. And for us, I think that it has been that focus on the future and making the right decisions and being aspirational about the future of our company that has made us very, very relevant. So, you know, for me, it just comes with the job territory. If you're dealing with fires, if you're dealing with some other issue, you just need to be prepared.
But you're big operations. I mean, you're the largest. I saw you were the largest coastal vineyard owner in California and Oregon. But I see you've got operations in South Africa and France and really spread out.
We're making wine in 8 countries in total.
Wow.
Including a lot of
France,
countries.
In France. I saw that. In France and Italy, too.
Yes.
Wow.
And Canada, for that matter, as well. You know, for us, we like to go to great places and we like to make great wine. And that's the underlying principle behind everything we do. How can we overdeliver for what's in the bottle? And we're not afraid to go seek out new places and new territories and new countries to do that.
So in beer, there is craft beer. That has become sort of, you know, little niche products. Do you get into that too? Because you have an awful lot of brands.
I do. I do. Actually, I started a beer company called Seismic Brewing Company in Northern California, and we've won top awards in the Great American Beer Festival and the World Beer Cup and the California State Fair. And it's a similar principle of agriculture first and the quality of the product that you put into bottle.
But you do that in wine too, don't you? Don't you have some small brands?
We do. We do. And that's one of the great things about the WNBA and NBA partnership. When you think about it, when you think about an arena, you've got everywhere from people on the rafters who probably are going to be your La Crema and Kendall Jackson customers, all the way down to people sitting courtside and the players who are going to be your La Coya customers, your Verite customers. So, you know, we run the gamut of high-priced sport wines to entry-level, popular luxury-style wines like Kendall Jackson Chardonnay.
Right.
And for us, we think that the NBA fan base and the WNBA fan base are equivalent to that, too.
No, and it ought to be fabulous. Like I say, it seems like a very logical extension. So when you grow like this, when you go into Canada and Italy and France and, you know, all up into Oregon, are you doing roll-ups? Are you buying existing operations? Are you, you're not starting from scratch, are you?
We've done both. For us, it's about the potential. Where do we see the property? Where do we see the business in the future? And in that sense, we've been happy to do things that are innovative and off the wall, like investing in Chardonnay production in Stellenbosch, South Africa. And we've been happy to acquire some brands with a little bit more notoriety too, like Chateau La Seigue and Saint-Emilion Bordeaux. For us, it's always going to be, what is the future? What is the aspirational thing we want to achieve? And if that's building something yourself like Kendall Jackson, or that's buying something of notoriety like La Crema, we're happy to do that.
So how do you gauge what people want and give them what they want, or do you come up with a great brand and a great product and sort of gently tell them what they want?
That is the age old question. I will tell you, when Kendall Jackson was founded back in 1982, the American Chardonnay category was not quite non-existent, but it wasn't really, really a thing. And my father had to talk to over 20 distributors before he could get representation of what's now America's most popular Chardonnay. And so sometimes you just need to do something. You need to build something that you're fundamentally proud of, and then to talk about it, to educate about it, which I think is exactly what the WNBA and the NBA are doing. Yeah. They're becoming global phenoms because they've been educating us to the game of basketball and the principles of community and philanthropy and sustainability, and really becoming America's pastime. So I think lead with the aspiration, have a good goal in mind, and then execute, have good fundamentals and execute, and that's how you get to where you want to be.
It sounds like you enjoy your job. I noticed you have a law degree. Are you a recovering attorney, or was this always the idea is to go back into the family business?
No, I actually got my JD from Berkeley Law specifically to help train my mind in logical applications and complex scenarios. That was important to me. And so I viewed it almost like working a muscle. Like if you want to be better at curls, you got to work your biceps out.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a little bit better at problem solving, so I worked my brain out.
Well, we wish you all the luck. And I, you were talking about the distributors. I think Glazers out of Dallas was one of the early ones to distribute a lot of your products too, right?
They were. Yeah, we're working with RNDC, largely in Texas now. They're tremendous partners of us, but we've been very, very proud about what we've been able to do in the Texas marketplace. And for us, it's just about growth. Elevate the industry, talk to younger customers, do the right thing, have integrity of product, And then you get to where you need to go.
Well, I think the NBA and the WNBA ought to be perfect elevation. They have a lot of it. Chris Jackson is co-proprietor of Jackson Family Wines, and specifically La Crema, now the official wine of the WNBA. It's good to spend some time with you. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks a lot. For more of a conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.